Welcome to the At Savannah Opinion Afternoon Commute, back from a long weekend. On today's episode, we put the crosshairs on gubernatorial candidate Casey Cagle and his coming rallies with Oliver North. Thank you for joining us for the Tuesday, July the 10th Afternoon Commute podcast, brought to you by Savannah Restaurant Week. I'm Adam Van Bremer, editorial page editor of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. We appreciate you taking us home with you each weekday afternoon. The runoff election is 2 weeks away. One of the main items on the ticket is a Republican governor's nomination. Candidates are bombarding the press with campaign literature, as they bombard most of the voting population with television ads. And typically, the emails that they send to us are worth little more than a passing glance. You know, they're really full of exaggerated claims or other such misdirection about the opponents. It's really, you kind of have to take them with a grain of salt. Well, Casey Cagle's team broke through the detritus this week. They put out a press release regarding a campaign rally scheduled for this Saturday. So the basics of this. Cagle will be in Savannah on Saturday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Forest City Gun Club. He will be joined by the new president of the National Rifle Association, Oliver North, the polarizing TV commentator, and if you'll remember, the Reagan administration fall guy during the whole Iran-Contra affair of the late 1980s. You know, it seems on the surface that this is a pretty big get for Cagle. You know, he gets to campaign alongside the president of the NRA just 10 days before Election Day. The NRA, of course, has endorsed Cagle, endorsed him before the primary, even as one of his main competitors in the primary, Brian Kemp, was competing for that endorsement. Of course, Kemp finishes second in that race, and Kemp is who Cagle is now running against in the runoff. You'd like to think that having this campaign and having Oliver North's support and backing right there alongside you would help Cagle with the blue-collar segment of the Republican voting populace. That's a group that Brian Kemp is really kind of seem to get some traction with, going back to just before the primary with some of his brash, politically incorrect campaign tactics, you know, the explosions on the commercials and the pickup trucks, and what else did we have? Shotguns pointed at young people that may or may not have been wanting to date his daughter. So Cagle's looking to make up some of that ground right now. So what he did with this political rally campaign notice was he tried to out-camp Kemp with the messaging. This announcement is really something like you find on The Onion or in Mad Magazine of yesteryear, more of a parody than anything else, but he means it is serious. It's headlined as, "Radical liberals are coming for our guns." The ad also includes the statement, "Don't let the gun grabbers win." Both Cagle and Oliver North are pictured in the Never Back Down rally, that's what they're calling it, Never Back Down rally, promo with shotguns over their shoulders. This is the type of the over-the-top rhetoric that has led to election fatigue in a lot of people. If you're not particularly partisan, then you see these things that Kemp has done for months now, and now Cagle is getting in the swing of it, and you cringe a little bit. You know, and unfortunately, I think it's a preview of what lies ahead going into the general election, when whoever the Republican nominee is will face an appointment who is in favor of gun control changes. Right now, Cagle's campaigning against Kemp, who is just as much a Second Amendment, no limit to guns type candidate as Cagle is. So going back to this campaign ad and the headline, the radical liberals, the radical liberals in this country may indeed want to take away guns, but they make up a minuscule part of the population. They have no real power, and they pose no real threat. The truth is gun control for most is not an all-or-nothing issue. Just being in favor of stricter background checks or the banning of bump stocks or considering limiting assault rifles, that doesn't make you a gun grab. The Second Amendment is not in danger of repeal and likely won't be, at least not in our lifetimes. What these campaign tactics really do is prey on people's fears and emotions. Cagle and North will no doubt pack the gun club for their Saturday rally, and you can bet there won't be any attempt at an intellectually stimulating discussion about guns in our society. This is the game of politics, plain and simple, and that's what it is. It's a game. Thanks for listening to the Afternoon Commute Podcast. Today's episode was sponsored by Savannah Restaurant Week, which starts July the 27th and runs through August the 3rd. It features 24 local eateries offering 3-course meals for $30. Subscribe to the Afternoon Commute through the podcast app on your Apple or Android phone. You can also find us on SavannahNow.com. We'll talk to you Wednesday morning on that same website with the Morning Commute blog. Thanks for listening to the Afternoon Commute podcast, presentation of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com, published by Michael Trainer and executive editor Susan Catron. Download this podcast at Apple iTunes, on SavannahNow.com, or wherever you download podcasts.
Give me a little talk.
1, 2, 3. Thanks for listening. 1, 2, 3.
All right. There you go. Whatever you're.
Thanks for listening to the Thursday, July 5th edition of the Afternoon Commute. Fresh off Independence Day, we talk fireworks and preview Friday's op-ed content.
And go.
Good afternoon. I'm Adam Van Brummer, editorial page editor of the Savannah Morning News, and this is the Afternoon Commute presented by SavannahNow.com. We appreciate you taking us home with you each weekday afternoon. The smoke has barely cleared, literally, from the July 4th fireworks displays, and there's already a push to restrict them locally going forward. A state law change enacted Sunday allows Savannah and every municipality in Georgia to alter its local noise ordinances to restrict fireworks. Savannah City Council discussed the issue at length during a Thursday workshop, with several aldermen bemoaning the uptick in backyard fireworks shows in neighborhoods throughout the city. Indeed, the Coastal Empire's residential areas sounded as if they were under siege on Tuesday and Wednesday, testament to the tremendous business done by the staggering number of pop-up fireworks retailers across the county in recent weeks. Every parking lot, every open space in a strip mall had some kind of fireworks retailer in it, at least the last couple weeks. The constant booming of the fireworks can certainly be annoying, but moving to restrict them at this point seems rash. There is the possibility, more like the probability, that the issue fades now that Independence Day is behind us. Most of the concerns voiced in the council meeting and heard on the street involved the disturbance fireworks cause pets, particularly dogs. Quite frankly, fireworks are much less of a noise nuisance than those same dogs, some of which howl the night away year-round. The Thursday Commute is sponsored by SavannahNow.com. Today is the day to take advantage of a special offer on digital subscription to Savannah's best local news website. Get full access to all content for $8.30 a month when you sign up for a full year. That's more than $3 off the regular month-to-month rate. SavannahNow.com is your best source for local news, commentary, sports, and arts and culture. Stay informed, subscribe to SavannahNow.com. Call Rodney Phillips at 912-652-0404. That's 912-652-0404 to take advantage of this introductory offer. Looking ahead to Friday's op-ed content, both in print and online, the commentary page features a column from Professor John Turres touching on the dangers journalists have historically faced. This in the wake of last week's attack on the offices of the Annapolis Gazette. On a national level, conservative columnist Mark Thiessen writes how liberals' contempt for Donald Trump is boosting his re-election chances. Friday's editorial, meanwhile, examines the challenge Georgia Southern University's new leader, interim president Shelley Nickel, faces in her new role. The piece starts this way. Shelley Nickel remembers well her chilly... The piece starts this way. Shelley Nickel remembers well her chilly welcome to what was then known as Armstrong State University. 18 short months ago, about 150 students, faculty, and staff showered the woman then known as the University System of Georgia's Consolidation Czar with boos during her on-campus public meeting. They saw Nickel as the face of a hostile takeover, the University System of Georgia's merger of Armstrong with Georgia Southern. Now Nickel leads the Armstrong campus as Georgia Southern's interim president, and she's determined to change attitudes about the future of the Armstrong-GSU consolidation. Thanks for joining the Afternoon Commute. Subscribe to this daily podcast through the podcast app on your Apple or Android phone. You can also find us on SavannahNow.com. We'll talk to you Friday morning on that same website with the Morning Commute blog.
You called it the Annapolis Gazette. Is that right? I thought it was the Capital Gazette.
Is it the Annapolis Capital?
It's like Capital Gazette. Like a
is that right? Thing. We can redo it?
Yeah, just do that part. Just say
that. Where was that at? Okay. Looking ahead to Friday's op-ed content, both in print and online, the commentary page features a column from Professor John Turres touching on the dangers journalists have historically faced. This in the wake of last week's attack on the offices of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland.